ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. The Environmental Protection Agency say that Ireland will fall well short of their 2030 climate targets. Irish environmentalist Duncan Stewart is known for his work in climate change and was the star of RTÉ's show Eco Eye. In June, he became the first environmentalist to receive the Freedom of Dublin Award. Speaking after the ceremony, he told us where Ireland need to improve and where we're at as a country in the fight against climate change. Duncan, obviously an amazing day for you. What's your initial reaction here to getting the award?
I suppose shocked, embarrassed, undeserving, and thrilled to see environment being given a platform. At long last, and I mean at long last, it's great to see environment getting up there where it needs to be, because we have major problems in Ireland with the way we disregard climate change. It is the most critical thing facing your generation, and we need to wake up. Your future is important. We need to make sure we can secure your future. So that's important to me.
And obviously we're not on track to reach our climate action plan goal by the year 2030. Do you think maybe a more hands-on and personalised approach would be better than such a statistics figures-based that we're going for at the moment?
Yes, I mean, if you think of our targets for 2030, first of all, we failed drastically to meet our 2020 targets. We were meant to be 20% lower than 1990 when I started doing my TV programmes. And our emissions kept creeping up, and we simply didn't put the right policies in place to control them. And now that we're 50% above the average in our greenhouse gas emissions per capita compared to the rest of Europe. It is shameful. And on top of that, there is no sign of Ireland meeting its 51% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. There's no sign of it happening. And as every year we miss, we're digging the hole deeper, and it's going to be harder to get out of this situation. And we're not putting a focus on our children. And it's not just politicians are to blame for this. Our electorate don't seem to care about the environment. There is a situation in Ireland that most people don't know how serious this issue is, or the loss of biodiversity. We're heading into massive extinctions of species, and we seem to be going on as if we're on the decks of the Titanic and polishing and dancing around as we see the iceberg, the ship drift towards the iceberg, and we don't seem to realise what we're doing. So I'm very concerned about this. Yes, you mentioned there about obviously the scientific evidence and the data. Of course we need to have that, and people need to know this and to know how this is getting worse and worse. But we also need to present this to our public in a way that people can actually understand and digest and not shy away from it. We have to make it much more charismatic. We need politicians, if they are going to act, to lead, not to follow. We have a problem with our politicians. None of them want to lead. None of them want to take the risk of losing votes because our society won't elect them if they opt for putting strong measures in place to protect your generation. So we need to kind of realise that our politicians are not leading. They're coming from behind, and they need to massively wake up, because the people of Ireland are waking up. There's been a huge awareness of environment, and this is probably a good symbol of the changes that are happening, this event tonight, because this is the first time that environment has been given a platform. And for somebody like Greta Thunberg, who I've so much admiration for and so much regard and respect for, and the things she has done for this young generation that are here tonight, many of them here tonight, that face this dismal future unless we change, you know, I'm glad to see that it's representing Greta and her team here in Ireland, the Future for Fridays Ireland campaign group, which comprises schools around the country.
And what countries or cities do you think that we should be looking towards to maybe copy their model a bit? Because like you were saying there, we're not doing enough as a country or as a city.
Yes, I mean, there are some very good. I mean, Greta Thunberg luckily comes from a country that has been doing an awful lot for years. And I mean going back 40 years. And we should be looking at the European countries that are doing the right things. There's some incredibly good examples out there. And all of these countries that have done so can show clearly the huge benefit has brought to their society.
Reaching the 2030 target requires implementing policies that deliver emission reductions across all sectors in the short term. Industries like agriculture, electricity, transport and industry sectors are projected to be the furthest from their targets come 2030.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.